a big Saturday in Queensland at Ipswich. And we wanted just to follow up on Putter's post-mortem from yesterday. They spoke about the 1350-metre start. Josh Fleming was discussing it, whether the races would be run from the 1350-metre chute. Brett Kitching is the CEO there at Ipswich. Morning to you, Brett.
G'day, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Just on this 1350-metre chute, just explain to our listeners what you've been through in the last sort of half a dozen months or a bit longer than that.
Oh, yeah, well, it's only a few months ago. So we don't have the best of drainage around the course here. There are some areas that are quite low-lying and flat,
yep.
And especially in between where you've got two chutes, the 1350 and the 1200-metre chutes, in between the course proper as well, you have an area that's fairly flat, low-lying to a degree.
Yep.
When you get the summer rain, the late summer rains that we had, that they caused a problem in that area with the water sitting there for some time. When it was raced over, it was so the decision was made back a few months ago, and it's just a part of the chute,
yep.
The outside of the chute as well. But the decision was made a few months ago to rest that chute, to do a bit of work on it, and make sure it's right for an update and obviously the eyeline stakes.
And is that the case, Brett, that you're happy with it? Have you obviously your track manager there would have been working with stewards just to make everything okay?
That's right, absolutely. We're completely happy now with the work that's been done and the rest that's been given to that particular portion.
So the 1350-metre chute, the stewards in the club have worked through it and there's absolutely no issue because your feature races, many of them, start from that chute there on Saturday.
Yeah, well, obviously the eyeline of stakes, so it was a 1200-metre race up until probably about 8 years ago now. It was moved to 1350, and it's the along with Ipswich Cup, it's the major prize money race of the day. So yes, clearly a very important start, and there's no issue at all, really.
Yep.
We probably could have gone back earlier to using the chute, but the importance of this particular day made the decision easy to protect as best as we can and have it in tip-top condition.
Mate, the other thing that we've been monitoring is the weather. How's it been there at Ipswich? How much have you received, say, in the last few days or last week?
Yeah, okay. We got 20 mils over the weekend. That was on Saturday night. Then we had 26 on Monday night. It was all around, but the majority of that was around 8 till 10 o'clock
right.
On Monday night. We haven't had anything recorded since for at least 24 hours now. There are blue skies. Generally, there's a bit of cloud about still, but that low that has been causing all of the rain is moving slowly up the coast. It's heading north, and it's to the east of us now, or to the northeast of us, and still heading north. So it's looking like we won't be getting any more at the moment.
Okay, well, that's good news. So what is the rating at the moment?
Sorry, the rating?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nine at the moment, heavy nine.
Okay.
So we'd be hoping that we can get into the top six to seven range.
Okay, come Saturday with the forecast.
Yes.
All right, well, that's good. It's always a terrific day watching the Ipswich coverage and all the colour. You get a huge crowd in there that they've got the knack of really letting rip there, Brett.
Yes. And it's looking the same this year again. We've got masses of interest and up to 14,000 pre-sold tickets.
Fantastic. Well, it's always a huge day, and the fields come out in the next half an hour or so, and I know they'll be very, very strong come the weekend. Thanks for your time, Brett. Just wanted to clarify that issue with the 1350, and good luck on Saturday.
No worries, Andrew.
Thanks mate.
Bye.
Brett Kitching there, the CEO of Ipswich.